This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal with an eye toward the calendar Tuesday next. To be specific, a story about office politics, or actually politics at the office, which is a whole nother thing, a thing that has reached a whole nother level in the past couple of years. So with the midterms a week away and political emotions in this country running high, how are companies managing politics on the job? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
Next Wednesday, the morning after the election, Ximena Hartsock is going to be treating her employees to bagels and Bloody Marys. Hartsock runs a software company in D.C. called Phone to Action, and the breakfast is kind of a bribe. She's trying to get her employees to talk to each other about their feelings on the election.
Companies should embrace these conversations, put some boundaries in them, but, you know, allow them because they're going to happen anyway.
Hartsock and her business partners started the bagels and bloodies tradition after the 2016 presidential election. Phone to Action had about 45 employees at the time, some Republicans, some Democrats. And it had been a bruising campaign. Things had gotten pretty tense in the office over issues like abortion and immigration. So that Wednesday morning, Hartsock got the food and the booze, gathered everyone in a room and said, "Talk it out."
And I think that created so much empathy to hear, yeah, I voted for Trump for these reasons. And the other person was, I'm an immigrant. I'm scared that I'm going to be kicked out of here.
Hartsock says that conversation led to more conversations. And last month, when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh testified in front of Congress, the co-workers watched the hearings together. Johnny C. Taylor, Jr., who runs the Society for Human Resource Management, says it's getting harder and harder to keep politics out of the office.
We're constantly being bombarded with these topics. They are the headlines of the day. And so it's a little naive of us to think that human beings at work aren't going to talk about politics.
Taylor says the group is constantly hearing from its members about the employee who keeps wearing a political bracelet to client meetings or the one who won't stop bad-mouthing the president. Taylor says companies shouldn't ban political talk, but they have to draw a line somewhere. Like after the 2016 election, when employees were threatening each other or crying at their desks.
A lot of employers went to those employees and said, listen, get yourself together. Someone was going to win, someone was going to lose, but we have to run our business.
And businesses have to maintain a workplace where employees feel comfortable. A Randstad survey released last week found that more than half of workers have witnessed colleagues arguing over politics. Most said that stressed them out. And more than 40% said they'd felt excluded at work because of their political views. Susan Lamott, who runs the HR consulting firm Exaquio, says companies have to be careful or they could get sued.
There's a lot of laws around how certain behaviors in the workplace are governed, and that makes it harder for organizations to ignore complaints or frustrations around political talk.
There are some people who think it's important to talk about politics at work. Margaret Moores Wenig is a rabbi and a teacher at Hebrew Union College in New York. She says arguing is part of her job description.
It's preserved in the Talmud, which is, to a great extent, arguments that either actually happened or that were imagined.
Wenig and her colleagues argue about a lot of things, including politics. They're a liberal group, but they disagree strongly on Israel and elections. They view argument as a learning experience.
And if that model can be multiplied out in many workplaces, maybe Americans would be less isolated from one another because of political positions.
And maybe the water cooler would be a friendlier place. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.